This is Michael Johnson, and welcome to another in our series of podcasts with Siemens Enterprise Communications. Today's topic will be unified communications and Siemens HiPath Open Office. Our guest today is Martin Northend, who's the Director of Small to Medium Enterprise Solutions Marketing at Siemens Enterprise Communications. Martin, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
So why don't we start by defining unified communications? What is it?
Unified communications is the next big buzzword in the communications industry. The idea behind it is pretty simple. 20 years ago, we had only a few ways of getting in touch with the people in our business lives. We could phone them at the office, or we could write to them, or we could meet with them face to face. But in the last 20 years, we've developed a lot more ways of getting in touch with people. Now I can phone someone at their regular office, or their cell phone, or their home office, and I can leave a voicemail at pretty much any of these numbers. Or I could page them, or instant message them, or email them. And with so many ways of getting hold of people, it really should be easier to communicate than ever. But it's just not. The problem is that all of these things are fragmented, which means that you can spend a long time trading messages instead of having that short, real-time conversation that you need. So the term unified communications refers to some clever software tools that try to bring all of these different ways of communicating into harmony, with the aim of making it easier to get hold of the person you need at the first time of trying.
So, Martin, why should small and medium-sized businesses be interested in unified communications?
Unified communication systems bring benefits to a business in three key areas. One, cost savings. Secondly, increased productivity. And thirdly, improved customer service. If we look at cost savings, there are a number of ways that a unified communication system, such as the Siemens HiPath Open Office, can help save money. Typically, they provide ways to help a business reduce its cellular or mobile bill and to concentrate phone calls onto special lower-cost, internet-style public voice networks. To help increase productivity, a unified communication system will use something called presence technology. Now, what this does is allow you to know whether someone is in a meeting or on holiday before you actually call them. So let's say a salesperson needs an urgent answer to a technical question. Well, he can actually see who's available to help him right then before he even picks up the phone, rather than having to ring several technicians and leave them voicemails before finding one that answers the call. Now, this saves the sales guy's time, which of course is important, but it also means that you don't have several technicians wasting time by picking up that urgent voicemail that the sales guy left them. They then, of course, drop everything to find out the answer to the question, and they ring the sales guy back, only to find out that he's already spoken to one of their colleagues. Unified communication systems also help improve customer service. So if we go back to that example, at the other end of this internal dialogue was a customer waiting for an answer to his question. In this instance, the customer had not managed to get hold of the sales guy at the first time of trying. Instead, he got a voicemail message telling him that the sales guy was in a meeting and would be returning to the office at 3 p.m. Knowing this, he did not try to call him on his cell phone, but left a message with his question and made a mental note to call the guy back again at 3:15 to check he got the message. Now, the reason the customer knew when he would be able to get hold of the sales guy was because the unified communication system was constantly scanning the sales guy's Outlook calendar and automatically updating his voicemail greeting to let callers know when they were likely to be able to actually speak to him. So when that customer makes his follow-up call at 3:15, he's rather surprised that after a brief period on hold, he gets through not only to the sales guy, but he's put straight into a conference call with a technical expert so that he can get an answer to his question straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak. In fact, the sales guy had been on the phone to the technical support guy trying to find the answer to the question when he got an instant message from the receptionist telling him that his customer was calling. At which point he agreed with the technician that the best thing to do was to conference the customer straight into the call. So if this company had not had a unified communication system, the customer might have made several calls to his sales contact, left several messages in different voicemail systems. The sales guy would have done exactly the same thing with three or four technicians, all just trying to get a rapid response to his customer. And when the customer finally did get hold of the sales guy, the sales guy would probably have had to make some excuse about not having managed to speak to someone in the technical department. And he'd had to have arranged to call the customer back when he had got the answer to the question.
Well, Martin, it all sounds great in theory, but isn't it kind of too complicated to set up to be of use to a small or medium-sized enterprise?
With first-generation unified communication solutions, that was definitely true. They tended to be separate, complex pieces of software that needed to be carefully integrated into a company's existing IT and email system. It's relatively easy to spot a first-generation unified communication solution because it either consists of lots of different pieces of software running on lots of different servers, or it needs a special consultancy project to make it work, or worst of all, both of those apply. A second-generation unified communication solution, such as Siemens HiPath OpenOffice, is somewhat different. It tends to integrate the different software functions into a single package that will generally run on a single server, or even use the same server that runs the telephone system. In addition, they'll tend to come pre-integrated to common applications such as Microsoft Outlook. This means that setting up a unified communication application in a small or medium-sized business is relatively straightforward, and it definitely doesn't require any special consultancy.
So, Martin, it seems that the biggest challenge in introducing this new type of technology is getting people to accept it and actually use it. And it seems like it doesn't really matter how appealing the payback is on paper. If people don't use the new system, there's no payback, just cost. How easy is it for folks to use this technology?
New technology has either got to be very easy to use or very rewarding to use, or preferably both. I mean, just think of the iPod. When it was first introduced, it wasn't that easy to use because no one had seen an interface like it before. But it was very rewarding to use, and that made people invest a little time in learning how to drive it. One of the most important things in choosing a unified communication solution for a small or medium-sized business is selecting one that is rewarding to use and easy to use. There's plenty of motivation for an individual to use a system like HiPath OpenOffice. Back to our example again. The sales guy gets the benefit of having his voicemail updated automatically, which makes him appear really efficient to his customers. He gets fewer voicemails because his customers and his colleagues know when he is available. And he gets faster access to information because he can see who is available to help him with a customer inquiry. So from an individual user's perspective, the system is very rewarding. In the case of HiPath OpenOffice, it's also easy to use. People can use their phone as normal, and they can also use a desktop application on a PC that makes it easy to use some of the more complex features. Take conferencing, for example. It can be difficult to set up a conference call just using the keypad on a telephone, but HiPath OpenOffice features a graphical conference feature that lets users drag contacts onto a conference call using a mouse. The other advanced features of HiPath OpenOffice are just as easy to use and can even be invoked from the familiar surroundings of Microsoft's Outlook inbox.
Well, Martin, I have to finally ask you, are you seeing a real take-up of unified communications within small to medium enterprise?
The answer to this is an emphatic yes. It is normal with any new technology to see a quite gradual take-up, but we've seen a tremendous interest in our unified communication technology, and since its launch earlier this year, this is starting to feed through into volume sales in every market where we've launched, but particularly in the professional services types of business. We think that the reason for this is competition. Undoubtedly, unified communications products like HiPath OpenOffice give companies that use them a competitive advantage in their local markets because they help control costs, but more importantly, improve customer service. This can really make a difference to the bottom line, especially when you consider that most small and medium-sized businesses operate in an environment where all their local competitors' phone numbers are listed in a public telephone directory. So providing outstanding customer service can make a significant difference to the sales success and feed through to the bottom line.
Martin, we've covered a lot of areas today. If our listeners would like to find out more, is there a website they can go to?
Yes, there is. The website is www.enterprise.siemens.com/open, or you could just Google open communication.
We've been talking about unified communications and Siemens HiPath OpenOffice solution with Martin Northend, who's the Director for Small and Medium Enterprise Solutions Marketing at Siemens Enterprise Communications. And again, for more information, you can go to www.enterprise.siemens.com/open or just Google Open Communications. Martin, it's been great having you on the interview today.
Thank you very much.